Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Tale number two. Well, guess what? This sounds familiar. The old house in the neighborhood knocks it down, pours the new foundation. In fact, it's the same house. So once I finish being snoopy with my tape measure on this east side, I'm going by, and there's a chain link fence going down the west side. And I didn't really look carefully at it because the neighbor is a gardener like me, and they had beautiful plants growing in it, all kinds of viney things that would grow nicely in one of those chain link fences. So it's covered in vegetation. But now that the house is knocked over and I can really see what's going on, I look at it and I go, that looks kind of funny. So on the property I go, tape measure in hand, and I have a look, and the fence, it's about 130-foot lot. At the front of the property, the frost fence comes down about two-thirds of the way, and then it takes a jog 4 feet onto this new property that's being built, and then it goes to the alley. So two-thirds of the way, four-foot jog, and then to the alley. And I'm going, what the heck? What the heck is that? I wonder if that's the property line. I wonder if there's an agreement. And there's a lady raking leaves, so I say, hi there, I just happened to notice the fence. You own this house? Yes, I do. She says, yeah, I know about the fence. I think I have an agreement somewhere. I said, okay, well, you know, I'm a real estate lawyer, and I'm interested in this, and I'll have a look, no charge, if you want to show me your agreement. Next night, she's out. She's waiting for me. She's got her file in her hand, and she goes, you know what? I was thinking of something else. I don't have an agreement. I don't have anything. I said, so where do you think the property line is? She goes, well, I don't think it's the fence, but I don't really know where it is. I'm going, oh, well, you know what you got here is, I think you have encroaching fences. What else you got in that file? So she pulls out her real property report, which shows the property line straight as a die right down. So for two-thirds of the lot, the fence is 2 feet onto her property, and for the back third of the lot, it's 2 feet onto the neighbor's property. Big deal. Nobody's saying you have to move fences. Nobody's complaining about. So why might this be important to my neighbor? Because her back entrance to her house is actually a side entrance that comes out against that 4 foot jog. And if the 4 foot jog isn't there, she can't get out of her house. So I said to her, you know, I think I'll talk to the developer. I'm being nosy again, right? I phoned the developer, I talked to him about it. I say, so what about these fences and how close you are to the neighbor on this side? He says, I haven't done anything wrong. Everything's legal. I said, I didn't say you did anything wrong. I just said, you know, what's going on with it? So he tells me he's absolutely sure he's located okay on the east side. He kind of knows about the fence on the west side and that there's this jog. I said, so you're going to build and sell? He said, oh, I'm building for someone. Oh, I said, you're the contractor. You're not the owner. He says, yeah. So what's my next question? Have you told your owner? Well, no. Are you going to? Well, and he didn't give me a straight answer about it. Anyway, we're still talking about that. So that's what I found on one house as I wandered around my neighborhood. And, you know, for this lady who lives in this house on the west side, if they decide they want to move that fence, she's got big trouble. So what we're trying to do is get an agreement between the two parties that the fence and everything can remain the way it is until something happens with her house. That's what we're working on. But what does it mean for you? Okay, fence lines are not legal property lines. You can't rely on those fences to tell you the boundaries. Fences are often in the wrong place. Talk to any surveyor, they'll tell you that fences are often badly located. So do not rely on fences. Next, she thought she had an agreement with her neighbor that the fence could be like that and everybody was fine with it and nobody would make him move it. She had no such agreement, in writing or otherwise. All deals with real estate have to be in writing. Not only this agreement about the fence, but your real estate purchase contract, any amendments to your contract, any side deals with the seller where he goes, oh, don't worry, I'll fix up that bathroom in the basement before you take possession. I'll take care of that, don't worry. If that's all he says, without you having it in writing, it's unenforceable. So get it in writing. And lastly, I'm repeating from the first tale, your first position in a real estate deal where you're buying a house, not a condo, is that you want a current real property report and written evidence of municipal compliance. So I've said it twice now because I really think it's important.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.